When Peter Pullen turned 13, he threw a party in Partington for the whole team, and it was him and me, John O'Steadman, Connor Cartwright and Doug Duggan, with Peter's cousin Dean. Do you remember Dean? Off into the woods behind the park with Dean's older brother Mark. Some cherry cola camp down by the stream. I wore these beige chinos, swore they were just cream jeans. Their red eyes chuckling when suddenly Jono screamed, ow! Pellet in his leg, couple more shots, whizzed past, felt fast. Probably not, just the shock of the shot. So we ducked behind the rocks. We cut through the dead leaves and the moss, up the path and ran all the way back. We didn't let up until we got past the bus stop near Joanna's house. Phil popped that pellet out with a hot box cutter. Jono didn't cry at all, he didn't even stutter, yeah. Jono was alright, Jono was a good guy. I think his dad came over from somewhere else or somewhere, sometime in 85 or 86, or maybe he was from Milton Keynes. I can't really remember, but he was different to ours, and Jono had been deaf till he was 4, cause he had this weird wax pulled up in his ears. So he spoke a little slow, and I was a about it, and picked on him, bullied him before he found his feet here, cause, well, don't know why, but I did, and I gotta live with it. Maybe it was just kids being kids, or maybe it was just my inner eight bear and its teeth. I might have been a sure, but I was just insecure, and who gets to decide what's being snide and what's just giving you what you're good for?